Rebecca Cates is a kitchen and home goods store in downtown Baraboo. Owner Rebecca Stelling has just a few employees. She says despite the recession, her sales increased every year since she opened in 2003.
With all of the Food Network stars taking over, has been really, really good for the gourmet industry. And also with the recession, people settled down at home and cooking at home. So instead of spending money out at restaurants, they're spending money on high-quality cookware and gadgets and things like that.
Firms with fewer than 10 employees, like Becca Cates, make up more than 70% of all the businesses in Wisconsin, and they pay out close to 10% of the state's total wages. Even businesses without any employees have a big impact. The most recent stats show that the self-employed generate about $13 billion in gross receipts each year. That's more than 5% of Wisconsin's overall economy. Steve Deller is a UW-Madison professor of agriculture and economics. He says small businesses cushion economic blows from the recession because they're
almost like families. Small business owners really are reluctant to lay off their employees. They feel as though they have a responsibility to these folks.
Deller says communities like Janesville used to focus heavily on attracting big businesses. But now, he says, they're learning from what happened to towns like Kenosha after American Motors left.
Janesville saw that and said, you know, we need to start diversifying. We need to become less dependent upon GM as a single source of employment. So when GM did shut down, Janesville was hit very hard, but not as hard as it would have been if GM had closed down 20 years ago.
Dennis Winters is an economist for the State Department of Workforce Development. He says recessions can actually have a positive effect on small businesses.
The last data that we've looked at from 2000 to 2007, small businesses have created almost as many jobs as large companies have eliminated over that period of time. So through a couple economic recessions, essentially, we've looked upon small business to create increasing economic growth and increasing jobs, and they've been very successful at that.
Terry Whipple knows that from experience. He's the executive director of the Juneau County Economic Development Corporation. Whipple says a bad economy just means new opportunities for small businesses.
It doesn't matter if petroleum prices shoot to the moon, because to us, it just meant 9 new businesses tapping into alternative energy. It doesn't matter if China is so hungry for steel that they take it all, and we have none, because to Juneau County, it meant a couple companies in biocomposites and bioresins.
Whipple agrees with economist Steve Deller that communities are finally shifting their economic development policies towards strengthening small, local enterprises. Rebecca Stelling says Baraboo is a perfect example of that. She's on the board of a couple downtown business groups and the Chamber of Commerce.
We are focusing more on trying to help small businesses form their business plans and help them secure loans and grants and things like that. So I really feel like that is a move to really help nurture those small businesses.
Stelling says she's met with community leaders from across Wisconsin who want to know how they can begin to strengthen small, local businesses. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.